Hello, everyone, and welcome to the basically first podcast that I've had the chance to participate in and basically also single-handedly host in pretty well ages in terms of a time frame, although I guess that's kind of hard to quantify. But anyway, if you don't recognize my voice, I'm Justin Joseph, and even though it's rather debatable, I am still the editor-in-chief of ProjectCUE.com. So I'm more or less just right under Jared Nickel there, as you often hear him along with Stephen Lacroix and whoever else participates in the site's Canadian Gamers podcast series. And I do commend those gentlemen for the efforts and time that they have put in to that series. It's quite impressive. I mean, you know, over 25 episodes in just a handful of months is certainly nothing to scoff at. It's quite the feat, and I do very much enjoy the content that they put out with those, you know, the different conversations, all the different banter, and then making fun of each other and of things, you know, various gaming-related topics and what have you. So really good stuff there. Now, you know, why am I recording this on my own? Well, honestly, it's because I don't really have a choice in the matter, and even though that's somewhat unfortunate, you know, what am I going to do? I wanted to, you know, have the opportunity to do something like this for the longest time, and I just haven't really nailed down a way of actually being able to do it consistently. But, you know, here I am now, and hopefully this will be a long-running series that everyone can enjoy, myself included, obviously. In terms of what I would call it, well, that's a good question. It's actually kind of funny because when I first recorded this episode, I had done it on the way home from work, and I'm actually thinking that I'm going to be doing that on a fairly regular basis, so we'll see just how that turns out. But I don't really know either way what I'm going to name this series. I'm thinking of possibly, you know, On the Drive Home or Driving Home or COE Mobility, whatever, and those are obviously very different ideas, but given that I am COE's more or less primary mobile apps and reviews, whatever you want to call me, reviewer at this point, in terms of my life and my being a part of the COE family and what have you, it at least makes sense in that regard. So, you know, yeah, I'm Justin, so I do welcome you to this first episode. What's going on with me in terms of, you know, just life in general? You know, what have I been up to? What's happening with me? Well, if you follow my confessions op-eds at all on the site, I think I have 10 of them, if I'm not mistaken, you would know that I am now married, and I think that I'm the only person in the COE staff that actually is, which is kind of interesting, I guess. But, so yeah, I've been married. I got married last October to my wonderful wife, Christine. I love her to death, and she's definitely God's gift to me, and I would never trade her for anything. She's just a wonderful wife and a real superb cook and all kinds of great things. I mean, I could list off a bunch, but I don't really have time for that, and I figure you're not really that interested in those details anyway. But we've been together for a little over 7 months now, at least in terms of marriage, relationship-wise, probably about a year and a half or so. I can't really quantify it per se off the top of my head, but that's, again, irrelevant. So, anyway, you know, and now with that introduction out of the way, what exactly is my goal with these recordings? I mean, like I said, I don't know what I'm going to call them. And if you actually have an idea yourself, you're free to feel free to email me, justin@projectcue.com, and offer any suggestions that you might have. And please, you know, offer them in good taste, if you don't mind, if you're going to go ahead and do that, because I'm not interested in immaturity or anything suggestive or anything like that. Just, you know, a straight, simple name for this series. So by all means, do that if you so wish. But my goal, well, nothing really complicated per se. Given that, you know, I've desired actually to be a participant in the Canadian Gamers podcast. I mean, they kind of discriminate with that, you know, Canadian Gamers. I mean, I know that half the staff is probably from Canada, but that's no real reason to leave us out in the cold, I guess. But that's just me anyway. But anyway, since I have wanted to participate in those podcasts and I can't, basically, for time reasons and various others, you know, I figured I could use this series, my own, to possibly have sort of a, you know, I guess a hybrid podcast of sorts. You know, just kind of dealing with ways that I could possibly expound upon the topics that Jared and Steve and, you know, whoever else participates, you know, possibly Marc-André and Ahmed, whoever happens to be on there, the, you know, the topics that they discuss. You know, they obviously did a lot of E3 content this year, and I wasn't able to be really a part of it, even though I did do a confessions article kind of expressing my sort of poking fun opinions at the different companies. But, you know, I would have liked to have been a part of that conversation, but since I can't, you know, might as well be able to do it at least in an indirect kind of way. So that's, I guess, what I'll choose to do, you know, in place of that. And then, you know, as I kind of said, hybrid, I don't want to do just that, since, again, I am basically the go-to slash primary, whatever adjective you want to throw out there, the primary person to critique mobile content for the site, and, you know, obviously there's hundreds of thousands of apps out there, and one person can never possibly cover them all, and I do know that Jared has written a few pieces in the past on a couple of apps that he's, you know, downloaded on his iPhone or his iPad. I'm not sure which device he uses for that stuff, but he's, you know, reviewed a few in the past. But at the same time, he's also typically swamped with trying to cover, you know, the latest and greatest PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo game, whatever is, you know, the new hot thing out there right now. So given that he's done that, I'm more or less going to attempt to, I guess, basically express my own personal opinion on, you know, things that I'm experiencing from a new app, new game standpoint, or, you know, to express my opinion on devices in general, or just, you know, possibly discuss news, you know, the news that comes out about mobile content, mobile devices, apps coming out, things along those lines. Now, you will have to understand that since I am basically Android-centric, I won't really be able to talk much about the Apple stuff from an actual personal experience standpoint, so that's kind of unfortunate, but, you know, I can't really do anything about that, and that's, of course, why you've seen basically all of my reviews focusing on the Android side of the games, because, you know, I have sort of as a note in each of those reviews that I have played those games on my HTC Thunderbolt, which is my smartphone, and, well, that's the one I got, and it's the only one I have, and I'm certainly not going to try to, you know, purchase everything out there, so I could basically just do what is reasonable for me, and I'm certainly not going to, you know, go out of my way to cover every last little thing, because, you know, it just isn't realistic, and I'm fine with that, and, you know, I'm sorry if that disappoints you guys, but, you know, I just ask that you bear with me and understand, and hopefully we can both enjoy this series together, and by all means, every time I do one of these, you're more than welcome to leave me a comment of some sort, either on the site or wherever wherever Jared happens to upload it. I'm not sure what even the web services that we use, in addition to iTunes, of course, and wherever else it happens to be. You can, of course, always, you know, visit the website at www.projectcoe.com. We have content there pretty much every day, brand new. In addition to YouTube, Project COE, you know, Twitter, we have project_COE as our handle there, in addition to our Facebook page. And I think that's it in terms of our social media participation. But anyway, I'm getting off on too many rabbit trails. I really want to focus on doing what I came here to do, and that's to introduce my first episode about mobile content. So what is my opinion about the two devices that I personally own? And as you probably remember, or at least hopefully do, my smartphone is the HTC Thunderbolt 4G on the Verizon network from, obviously, HTC. And tablet-wise, I own now the Asus Transform Pad, which is the successor both in model and in price to the Asus Transformer Prime. In terms of the Thunderbolt, it's definitely a good phone, a good device, but I think, as I have been in the past, I think I was bitten by being an early adopter of the 4G technology It's certainly great, you know, the speeds, you know, whenever they work properly, you know, very fast, blazing. I mean, I don't understand how California, as I seem to read about on various forums, gets these 20 to 30 megabytes per second download speeds, because I've never even gotten close to that. I guess it just depends on your specific device and where you happen to be in the country. But nonetheless, I have what I have, and that's all there is to it. I think I typically cap out at around 5 to 7 megabytes, which, you know, is pretty good when it actually does work. Like I said, it's typically, unfortunately, unstable and generally unreliable, especially in my work building. And I do know that this signal is not designed to penetrate thick walls and everything, but I think that's kind of lame considering the amount of moolah that you put out there for this kind of service. But, you know, I guess what am I... You know, who am I to complain? I also do at least have unlimited data. I can't, I don't get capped out at anything. I don't have to worry about excess data charges on my bill. So that's always nice, because I have a family plan that has been grandfathered in for like the past 10 years or so, which is very nice. The device overall, it's nice. I mean, it's what you, I guess, would expect from a first generation 4G device. You know, it's got all the, you know, the typical bells and whistles of those kinds of phones and everything, you know, with the camera that takes pictures and videos. You can surf the web. You got the Play Store, where you can download every app that's available on the Android market and so on and so forth, and you can obviously customize it pretty well. Now, if you're asking me about rooting the thing, you know, taking over the administrative functions of the device, let me just say right now, I'm not bold enough to do that, and likely never will be, so just don't even bother suggesting it to me. I'm not interested in bricking any of my devices, especially, you know, a cell phone that if I did, you know, mess it up myself, I have, you know, no phone, basically, and I would have to pay the retail price for a brand new replacement, and I'm simply not going to take that risk, and the same goes for my tablet. But, you know, if you have the Thunderbolt like I do, you're probably feeling the same way I do about it. I am definitely looking forward to upgrading it this coming April of 2013. I don't know what will be out on the market, obviously, when that time comes, but it should be pretty neat to see as the technology, both, you know, the 4G and the actual device itself, technology evolves and the different features that they will continue to add and improve, and of course the devices themselves with the hardware and the specs and things like that. From a tablet standpoint, the Asus Transformer Pad, it is a fairly slick little tablet. It's, you know, 10.1 inch diagonal. It's got the quad core Tegra 3 processor. I'm not sure about the GPU. I believe that they're both dedicated. I don't think that there's a shared memory on that. It's got the 1 gigabyte of RAM, if I'm not mistaken. Mine has 16 gigabytes of onboard storage. Also has the SD card slot where I can, you know, obviously expand the memory. The mini HDMI port where I can hook it up to a TV like mine. And most other households have an HD TV with an HDMI port, so I can see it on a big old screen. I don't actually have the cable yet, but I do plan on purchasing one like on Amazon for $5 or something, because it's absolutely insane what these retail businesses try to sucker you into with, you know, $50 gold-plated HDMI cables. That's incredibly retarded. But that's obviously a rabbit trail there that I don't want to go down. In terms of the tablet overall, it's actually kind of interesting. I've not actually really experienced much in terms of personal failure on my person or on my electronic devices in the past, but this one did. And it's a good thing, the timing of it, because it was about a week before my 30-day return policy was going to be up, and the thing just literally died. It wouldn't receive a charge, it wouldn't turn on, nothing. It just became a, you know, $400 paperweight, and I definitely wasn't pleased by that, but, you know, you can't really do anything about that, so, but thankfully I was able to return the thing and get a brand new unit, and I do have my second one with me, and I very much enjoy it, and I do hope that it doesn't fare the same fate. But in terms of the experiences that I've had on it, not nearly as many. I mean, I don't use it as often as my smartphone, just because it's smaller, easier to carry around and just whip out any time that I would need it. But it is a very nice device. I mean, in terms of the complaints that I've seen about the Wi-Fi and the brightness, I'm not really seeing. Basically had what I need, the experience that I expected, and it's nothing really bad at all. I've played games-wise. I've played Dead Space. from EA. I've played Need for Speed, also from EA, Hot Pursuit, that being the game specifically. Let's see, I've also played Shadowgun from Madfinger. I'm now playing Nova 3 on it, and Modern Combat 3, I believe, in terms of sophisticated games. I've played various other single-player ones like Air Attack, HD, and Enzinonia, which is that Zelda-like game, and various other multiplayer ones with my brother-in-law and wife. Like there's Glow Hockey, and I mean, I could name up a half a dozen if I wanted to, and way more than that. I don't feel the need to get into that anyway. But overall, I'm very pleased with the device. Ice Cream Sandwiches is pretty neat. It does come on board with that operating system-wise. My phone, unfortunately, still has Gingerbread in it. I really doubt that HTC is actually going to release an ICS update to that phone because it was, you know, sort of the first generation, like I was saying before. So I think that they're going to be much more focused on their newer devices than anything else. And, you know, and that's perfectly fine. I understand that. And Android is just like Apple, I mean, the two different platforms, they have their pros and cons. And unfortunately, one of the cons of Android is that, you know, it's not a unified operating system. All the different companies can basically manipulate it as they so choose to do so on their own devices. And obviously that results in apps being not optimized, you know, across the board for some people. But at least if you do have, you know, one of the more popular, latest and greatest, like, you know, the Samsungs, the HTCs, you know, so you've got the Motorolas and the Googles and what have you. If you have one of those, then you're pretty much guaranteed to have a pretty stable environment on your phone. So that's always a good and encouraging thing. So that's basically it, my brief opinions on my two devices there. In terms of apps, I am playing Nova 3, and that's the game I hope to review within the next month or so. It's kind of funny that I reviewed both Nova and its successor pretty much 2 years after they came out, but, you know, obviously being the only one on the site, more or less providing that content, you have to start somewhere, and I really didn't just want to jump into the later games. I wanted to provide the content, you know, that came before it if it was, you know, actually available. So that's the reason why I chose to do that. Nova 3, definitely a pretty slick game. Haven't really gotten too much into it. I finished the first mission, and I'm part of the way through the second. Graphics-wise, you simply cannot argue the fact that it's probably the best-looking game on the mobile scene, bar none. If not the most, or one of the most anyway. I mean, 2 gigabytes of data in that package, that definitely tells you a lot of how much content and data was shoved into that little package that Gameloft has released. And it obviously is the third in that series, you know, the sci-fi kind of Halo-ish franchise. And it's obvious, I mean, Gameloft is basically known for directly copying, I mean, not directly, but very much being inspired by many popular current modern-day franchises, especially on the consoles. I mean, obviously, with Modern Combat, you have Call of Duty with Six Guns. You have Red Dead Redemption, Red Dead Revolt, I don't remember the names, I'm sorry about that. And of course, Nova, you have Halo, and I'm not sure if any of their other series have been compared to anything else out on the market that's popular, but that's basically irrelevant at that standpoint. So Nova 3, let's see, so far, gorgeous visuals, very good music, decent voice acting. It certainly keeps on improving from iteration to iteration in the Nova series. In terms of gameplay, it's very challenging, because, got an inch in my throat there. If you've had the chance to follow any of the brief conversations that I've had with our executive director, Jared Nickel, on our actual site whenever I've published reviews for all those kinds of games, you know, from the mobile scene, we've basically gotten into talking about, you know, what's the disparity between having touch screen only controls and the actual physical sticks, you know, the analog sticks, the digital inputs, and the other buttons and what have you. And, you know, if we're really honest with ourselves, there's a humongous difference. And if you don't think so, well, you know, more power to you. If you are an ace at using touch screen only controls, then, you know, congratulations. I'm sure that you own everybody that you play online with in those games. But for the rest of us normal people, that don't spend hours upon hours upon hours, excuse me, mastering those kinds of things, well, it's quite a different story to say the least. So, in terms of the controls, they're not terrible, but strangely enough, they're not as good as Modern Combat 3's because you can't customize them to the extent that you can in Modern Combat 3, and by that, I mean you can't shift around all the different icon inputs that are located on the touchscreen. Like, especially the reload, it's basically at the top of the screen, and you can't move it down at all. So that kind of makes it sort of cumbersome to try to reload and keep your bearings whenever you're, you know, involved in the heavy action of that game. And it's pretty heavy action, so I'm not really sure why Gameloft chose to do that. And, of course, you know, the beauty of mobile gaming is that these developers can very easily and conveniently issue updates to these games and what have you. So, you know, in the future, if they so choose to do so, they can very much do that. And I really very much hope that they do, because it's kind of a pain to have to move your hand completely off of your main inputs just to reload your gun, which is obviously a very important function in a shooter of this kind of nature. So not really understanding that, but nonetheless, overall, it's a very entertaining game. You know, the different weapons, I mean, the visuals are great, and the sound is great too, especially from the weapons. You have your submachine gun, as is typical in this series, along with the shotgun, and you have a rocket launcher, and your explosives, your sniper rifle, and pistol, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's not a perfect game. I mean, for some reason, I've noticed, even in the short time that I've played it so far, that the enemy AI is not really up to snuff for some reason. They seem to get frozen in place and just not really do anything at times, and I'm not really sure if that has to do with you know, a lesser optimization for my particular device, because truth be told, Gameloft actually just recently unlocked that particular game for use on the Asus Transformer Pad, which was kind of interesting, because they should definitely be on the ball when it comes to new devices, especially as popular as this one, and paying attention to what games that they should allow to be played on those devices. But that's another rabbit trail I don't want to go down. Anyway, it's certainly not a terrible game at all. I wouldn't say that it's excellent quite yet. I mean, I'm definitely having a lot of fun with it, again, with the time that I have spent, which is probably around half hour or so, give or take. So that's my initial impressions, and you can take that for how you will. In terms of other lesser sophisticated games, I'm really trying to finish Xenonia, which is a Zelda-like franchise from Gameville. They have four of those iterations out there, and I'm obviously sadly behind on that, but again, you have to start somewhere, and I had to start at the beginning, so hopefully I can finish that soon. I think I have two dungeons left at that, if I'm not mistaken, so hopefully I can take care of that soon. I've also played, sort of on a casual basis, I've played Cut the Rope, I've played Plants vs. Zombies, also X-Men, and I'm also trying to get into the Mass Effect Infiltrator on my phone, because it's sadly not available for my tablet. I don't know why, but hopefully EA makes that available soon. But in terms of reviews, Nova 3 is what I will be focusing on, because that is, you know, a very current game, and I want to make sure that we have at least something, you know, along those lines on the site to be able to be happy about and for people to actually come and enjoy, because most of my mobile reviews have been from games, you know, 6 months ago or longer, even with Shadowgun, as I did that one not too long ago. So that's more or less what I'm participating on or participating with from a gaming standpoint. And I also, of course, enjoy casual stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, playing games like Fruit Ninja or Words with Friends, Scramble with Friends, Hanging with Friends, or things along those lines. But I do have to confess, I do not understand the appeal of Angry Birds. I know that that is a multi-million dollar selling franchise. There is merchandise out for it of all sorts now. I think if I heard correctly, they're doing a movie on it soon, but I just don't get it. I mean, I played it, and it bored me to death within the first 5 minutes because, yeah, you shoot a bird in a slingshot at a bunch of pigs. I mean, yeah, it's got physics and everything, but I'm sorry, more power to the people that love that franchise. I do not care. You can like it. I'm not going to give you grief over it, but I simply do not see the appeal. It's not fun to me at all, and I will simply not play it ever again. So do not ask me about that. So I think that more or less takes care of the handful of things that I wanted to cover there. In terms of news, kind of interesting. I mean, mobile gaming news isn't really as prevalent, obviously, as console and portable news is, but, you know, there is from time to time something to talk about. I guess if nothing else, I can discuss a couple of games that I'm aware of that are being prepared for release in the coming future, one of them being, I'm not sure if it's Tekken or Capcom. I think it's Street Fighter X Tekken, if I'm not mistaken. I think Capcom is releasing that for the Apple devices in the near future, so that should be pretty cool for those who enjoy fighters. And then Gameloft, who happens to be a very prominent mobile game developer, I don't know how they have so many resources to put out these kinds of games that they do on a regular basis, but I came across recently that they are putting together a game adaptation for The Dark Knight Rises, which is very interesting because I don't even think that we've heard anything from a console standpoint or even handheld about, you know, a game like that coming out to sort of tie into the movie. I don't know if this one does. I know nothing outside of the trailer. It looks like it might be its own independent game. I'm not entirely sure. Possibly, you know, a prequel to it. Who knows? You can possibly correct me if you wish to, but I guess that's kind of irrelevant. But Batman is coming to Android and Apple devices. I didn't quite remember the release date. I think it's, I mean, obviously it's coming out next month, so, or is it even this month? I'm not sure. I'm so terribly prepared for this podcast, you can tell by now, obviously. But whenever it comes out, you'll have Batman available to play for you in a 3D respective, if you would so choose to do so. So be on the lookout for that, if that tickles your fancy. So, I think that is more or less all that I really wanted to say. I basically went way over the time limit that I was trying to keep myself to. I was hoping for more of a 20-minute kind of recording, but given that I wasn't really pleased by the quality of the recording as I was driving home from work, and like I said, I do want to try to have it be done in that respect, and I guess I just have to try to concentrate on reducing the ambiance noise from the traffic that I was, you know, obviously opposing coming home, to be able to do these things more on a regular basis and not have to feel so rushed as I do now. But given that I decided to redo this recording, I guess I ended up blabbing just a little bit more than I was anticipating. But nonetheless, that's not important. Hopefully you enjoyed this, and hopefully I will continue to be able to do these on a week-to-week. I can really talk. You can tell. It's kind of funny. I used to be very obsessive over trying to sound perfect, especially with my video reviews that I used to do on our YouTube channel. But obviously, since I don't have time to worry about editing or sounding perfect, you will get me all natural. And I'm sure you would much rather have that anyway, so you can obviously laugh at all of my verbal discrepancies and failures and fails, whatever you want to call them, and things along those lines. So once again, hopefully you enjoyed this, and I do ask that you would, you know, possibly rate this podcast, as you hopefully do Canadian Gamers. Leave me a comment on the site or on iTunes, whatever the case might be. And I do appreciate your listening in to this first episode of, like I said, I don't know what I'm going to call it, whether it's going to be COE Mobility, whether it's going to be the drive home, on the drive home, you know, hearing a bunch of noise in the background podcast, who knows? If you have a suggestion, again, by all means, email me one or say something in the comment section wherever you happen to be listening to this particular recording. So thank you for tuning in. I will hopefully be back sometime, you know, possibly later this week or next week. I'm going to try to make this a weekly series because these are fun to do. And like I said a long time ago, I missed being able to do these and participating with the guys on a regular basis. And, you know, if this is the way that I can do it in a sort of indirect way, you know, by all means, I have no complaints. And I'm sure that the other guys would appreciate my contributing and us actually having our first ever multiple podcast series available, because obviously, you know, with the other websites, they have tons of more people and tons of more time and resources and all kinds of that fun stuff, and they're able to do this along those same lines. So if I can contribute in the same way, then that is exactly what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not going to make any promises, but it's what I intend, so hopefully it can be done. So thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back soon with hopefully another episode of whatever this will eventually be called. Thanks, guys.